This is Sun Radio. I'm Kevin Connor, and we say hello to Lucas Nelson. Welcome home, sir.
Hey, thank you. Thank you very much.
Good to see you.
Yeah, it's great to see you.
Lucas and Promise of the Real playing Wednesday night at Stubbs, and I guess you got a couple of days to hang out at home, huh?
Well, yeah, we was in the studio yesterday with Dad, and actually had him sing on a song I just wrote called Yesterday Called. That was really nice to see him doing so well and singing so well, and I think he's got a few gigs coming up pretty soon, which is at the end of the month that I'll join him on. We're playing Stubbs. Wednesday we play Stubbs, so that'll be fun.
So I was looking at your schedule, and it looks like the shows end next week for a little while. What do you like to do when you're not on that bus?
Well, I have about 4 weeks off. I left home. I live in Hawaii. I got my own place in Hawaii. I have a puppy, and Tato, my percussionist, our percussionist that I've known since I was 8 years old. He's like my older brother. Him and his family live at in the main house, and I live in my cottage, and there's about 2 acres, and so I let them stay there because they take care of the place, and it's just beautiful, and I love them. They're my good family. So it's almost like I have a family, even though I don't at the moment, other than the band. And yeah.
Is your place close to your mom and dad's place there?
Yeah. Well, it's about 20 minutes away.
Yeah.
I live up on a hill. They live on the ocean. But I like my spot quite a bit. And I like being, it's a very peaceful place. But as I said, I haven't been there in almost 5 months. It's been since the end of January I left. I went and played the Pebble Beach Pro-Am. I was playing golf.
How'd you do?
That was amazing.
Yeah?
Actually, that was incredible, an incredible thing, because I got paired with Bo Hostler, who is also a UT alum.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he ended up going on a run, and we were in first place going in on Sunday. So we made the cut, which apparently a lot of people don't do.
Right.
I played the worst round of my life the first day, so it took all the pressure off. And then I actually played pretty well the following few days. And so we were in the final group on Sunday in a PGA event. And
who else was with you?
Mackenzie Hughes and Alex Smith, quarterback. Do you know Alex Smith?
Yeah.
His whole story is amazing because he broke his leg.
Oh, yeah. Really bad.
Fracture.
Yeah.
And then came back. So he's an amazing guy. And he's got a Hawaii connection. So hopefully next time I'm in Hawaii, I get to say hi to him again, because him and his wife were lovely. And Mackenzie and Hughes and his wife came and saw me play. And so I made a lot of friends in that world. That was fun. But that was in January. And I went on a tour in February in Colorado, had a great time, and then got COVID. And so I was stuck in Steamboat, Colorado for about 10 days. Well, I tell you what, you know, if people are wondering why it's such a bad deal to get COVID on the road, the financial toll of missing shows when you've budgeted to be in one place, you're like, okay, it's going to cost us this much to get here and all of these expenses. If you don't have those shows to pay for them, and you're just out there for a week, you're just accruing all this overhead with none of, you know, and it's just a lot. And you lose a lot of money, and everybody doesn't get paid, and it sucks. So I think that's why a lot of these bands are really scared out there. They're just dropping like flies, and it's just like, you know, losing so much money. And at this point, it's not luckily killing as many people. So it's like a more mild thing.
Right.
It's just a huge inconvenience.
Yeah.
So it's like going out there in mine-filled waters, and you're just like, oh, man, are we going to get hit?
Yeah.
You know, and here it comes, you know.
And things like the meet and greets and all of that kind of stuff, you can't really do it.
You can. It's just it's just like a crapshoot. You just hope you don't get sick, you know.
I would imagine your mom is vigilant in protecting your dad.
She is. Very vigilant. And my dad's strong, though.
Yeah.
He's a strong guy.
Yeah. Well, you got a guitar? You say a buddy of yours makes those?
This is a Rockbridge guitar. Yeah, a guy named Brian Calhoun. He goes between Virginia and Nashville selling guitars, and it's just some of the most beautiful guitars. Actually, I played this exact guitar on Just Outside of Austin, the song, on the recording. because he's good friends with, I met him through John Alasia, who produced most of our previous works.
I don't know if you ever heard about this, but you know the actress Glenn Close?
I just talked to her on the phone.
Really?
Yeah, she just, wow, that is really weird, because I hadn't heard from her in years, and then she called me right out of the blue. The day that I played Green Hall,
right,
which was just a few days ago, she called me out of the blue. Glenn Close, because they'd come to visit us in Hawaii. Anyways, why are you asking about her? That's so random.
I was watching TV one time, and she was up for an Oscar, and Willie Geist on NBC was interviewing all these Oscar nominees,
yeah,
and asking them all, what are you listening to these days?
Yeah.
And she was talking to her daughter off stage, and she said, what was that song, Annie? Just Outside of Austin?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we loved that. Lucas Nelson song.
Oh, well, that's cute. That's beautiful.
So, obviously, she's told you that herself.
Yes, I have to respond. This reminds me, because Annie texted me, and I need to respond back to her. It's just so cosmic, you know?
Yeah.
It's like that you would bring her up right now. That's funny. Because I hadn't heard from her in years.
Right. Well, she likes it, and I got to say, it's probably my favorite song, so if you want to play that.
I'll play it. Let's see if I can do it this early in the morning. I guess it's not that early in the morning anymore. Cedar trees, the morning air, the way the dew sits on her hair, so peacefully below a Texas sky. I think I'll leave her lying there and take a walk I don't know where, bathing in the sunlight in my life. I hear the sound of windy leaves, summer birds and gently flowing rivers, creeks and pools up from the spring. The music of the water on the rocks is getting louder as I walk towards whatever life may bring. Just outside of Austin, high as I've ever been, just outside of Austin, I think I fell in love with you again. I went out to play the other day. The city and its city ways, a time and place for everything you'd say. But I just wanna sit at home, ride my horse or write a song. A little bit of weed and I'm okay. Those nights when it's just you and me, or maybe soon we could be three, it ain't so bad a place raise a kid. Or maybe we should wait a while, no need to hurry nothing, I'm just saying, I'd be happy if we did. Just outside of Austin, as I've ever been, just outside of Austin, I think I fell in love with you again. I fell in love with you again.
Lucas Nelson on Sun Radio, just outside of Austin. you're either in luck or you're out of luck,
that's
right?
That's right. Well, that's, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, there's a video of that, this beautiful video, and you're driving there and you say, that's where I grew up.
Yeah.
You kind of split your time between Austin and...
I was born in Austin, and I have been going back since then. My father had already, and my mother had already had a place in Maui. In that first year, even, we were going back and forth from Maui. So I spent my first birthday in Hawaii, but was born in Texas. And so I went back and forth between Austin every, you know, few months. We were traveling quite a bit.
Yeah.
You know, we were going everywhere.
So home is where?
Well, home is where the dog is now.
You take your dog on the road?
I wish I could.
No. Oh, so the folks back in Maui take care of the dog.
I mean, there's three, my nieces and nephews, effectively, not by blood, but...
Right.
But,
choice.
Yes. And they are lights in my life. There is a 6-year-old, a 7-year-old, and a 13-year-old, I think, maybe 12.
Yeah.
Anyways, they take care of... I named her Rumi, but they named her Kika, so she's Kika Rumi. And
that sounds nice in Hawaiian.
So, because I had to take care of her before we brought her to... She was meant to be a gift for them anyways.
Right.
But I got her in L.A., and I fell in love with her right away. So, but there's such a process to bringing a dog to Hawaii. It's a nightmare.
Oh, really?
And not for no reason. There's no rabies in Hawaii. So they require a very vigilant vaccination process that lasts a few months before you get to, and the paperwork is really what takes long. You know, sending it there, you have to do it by mail. So it's like, you know. And then you have to wait, and once it gets there, you have to wait a month. And so it's like, you know, applying for college or something to get a dog to Hawaii. But once you do, and you do it right, you're golden. So I had to take care of her for the first 4 or 5 months of her life, and then bring her to Hawaii where she now is with them. And so we share, and they've got another little puppy that they just got too, so... That I haven't been able to spend much time with, unfortunately. But yeah, I love it.
Well, you don't want to be known as the guy. That's the guy that brought rabies to Hawaii. You don't want to be that guy.
No. Oh, no. And it's happened before. There's been a couple, like, cases where they had to just, there was like a bat or, you know, something. And it just, like, you know, it's like, burn it with fire. You know, they just really do not want the rabies there, which I understand. Yeah.
Lucas Nelson and Promise of the Real play tonight at Stubbs. Lucas stopped by the Sun Radio studios on Monday. Here's part two of our conversation. I was reading somewhere recently that Kris Kristofferson was a big part of your life in saying you're a songwriter.
Oh, absolutely.
Looking at you with that steely gaze of his.
Yeah.
And he said, you're a songwriter.
Well, yeah. I'd written a song called You Were It. It was the first song I ever wrote. And my dad really liked it and sang it and put it on his record. Uh-oh. It Always Will Be. So there's a song there. It's called You Were It. And that was penned by yours truly. And I was about 11 years old. And it was a pretty good song. Even by today's standards, I look back on that song. You know, it holds up just for the chorus, really. It goes, but now I'm fine. All the pain is gone. I once had a heart. Now I have a song.
Wow. Yeah, for 11.
Good. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
And so, you know, Dad loved it, and Chris heard it, and he said, so you're going to be a songwriter? And I said, oh, I don't know. You know, I was skateboarding and doing all kinds of stuff, and surf, you know. And he said, well, you don't have a choice. This is who you are.
Wow.
Yeah. It was, one of many moments that gave me confidence to put every effort in. I suppose when I was really young, I had a dream to be an Olympic athlete. I was a competitive swimmer, and I was pretty good. I knew I could, if I put every ounce of effort that I had into something, I knew that I could excel at it. And so I just thought, well, I better choose carefully what I really want to do. And with swimming, and that became, it became an annoyance, because I would have to come home after school for 2.5 hours, and my whole day was gone. And eventually it became something I hated.
Yeah.
Not that I hate it now. I actually really like swimming now, but, you know.
What was your event?
Burnt out. I was a 50, I was a sprinter.
Oh.
So I would just bat out of hell, just go as fast as I can, and I could get across pretty quick.
You know, the funny thing is that people get all focused on swimming around the Olympics. They don't realize that those same guys
every day
are here in Austin. Some of the best swimmers in the world are in that Joe Jamail pool down
there. That's right. Joe Jamail pool. Actually, the CEO of Willie's Reserve has a daughter who's a UT swimmer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, and so swimming was a big part of my life, but I knew what it took based on the practice to get to an Olympic level. I wasn't willing to do it.
Right.
With swimming, but I knew that that type of effort could be applied to anything you do in life to excel. So with music and with art, with songwriting, once I realized that I may have a little spark of talent, I thought, well, this is something I can do forever, something
right.
I love to do, something I can kind of have fun and do. You know, at the same time, it's not like it's a chore at any point. And so I just put as much effort as an Olympic athlete would put into swimming, I put into music, and I continued. I mean, I just really love songwriting, and I love learning about Chet Atkins and all the types of Django, and learning about guitar and all, and now I'm into finger picking, I'm learning. I'm trying to learn all kinds of new stuff all the time. So it's just a process that never goes,
And, Mr. Sandman.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. He has a cool version, Chet Atkins. Anyway, I can't remember right now.
It's funny, though, that Chet Atkins is such a great guitar player, but he was the one that slicked up country music so much. Like some of your dad's early records, all the...
Hello, Wall. How'd things go for you today?
Hello, hello, the choruses and everything. That was Chet Atkins doing that. Strange.
Hello, walls.
Hello, hello.
How'd things go for you today? Don't you miss her? Since she up and walked away. I'll bet you dread to spend another lonely night with me. But lonely walls, I'll keep you company. I love that song.
Yeah.
I'm glad you referenced it, because it reminded me of having to do that song. I'm not sure if I sang it right, lyric-wise, but whatever.
You can't know all of them. You know, I was listening when you and your dad were on. I played Just Breathe here on Sun Radio, and Eddie Vedder called in and said how much it meant to him to have you all sing that.
Yeah.
That was really cool.
That was cool.
Yeah.
That was a big moment, too. That Just Breathe is a great one. I love Eddie. I love Pearl Jam.
Yeah.
I got into them through Neil Young, actually, because Neil Young did a record called Mirror Ball, which...
Yeah.
Which, of course, brought them to my attention as a band. And I got sort of into... I mean, I was a kid when Pearl Jam sort of was on the rise. And I liked their stuff. But I was a bit too young to identify with the angst at that point. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was more just like kind of, I was an athlete, sort of swimming, 10-year-old, whatever, I wasn't even smoking weed by then.
Hey. Well, Eddie's new solo record is great, too. The producer, I can't remember his name right now, but he's been doing all kinds of very successful pop records, but he grew up a Pearl Jam fan. And imagine growing up, your favorite band is Pearl Jam.
Is it Brendan O'Brien?
No.
Andrew? Was that guy Andrew?
Andrew Mott or something?
Yeah.
Like, Andrew Watt.
Andrew Watt. Yeah.
Yeah. And so imagine you grow up to be in the studio with your heroes. That's kind of cool.
That is very cool.
And you got a lot of heroes that you get to hang out with.
Yeah.
You mentioned
Neil, Paul Simon, you know.
He's living down in Wimberley now.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's a beautiful place. He's
Paul, you should come by too, you know, when you're home.
Exactly. Oh, we've been doing this. We went to Memphis. We went to Memphis and played, and went to Graceland and did the whole thing. So we played Graceland.
Yeah.
We played, the Mississippi Delta is shining like a national guitar. I am following the river down the highway through the cradle of the Civil War. I'm going to Graceland and Memphis, Tennessee. Yeah. So I love Paul. We do a version of Diamonds on the Soles of His Shoes, you know. So there's a lot of great, you know, Neil, Paul, Chris. I mean, I could think of a thousand probably people that I, you know, could name that have influenced.
Did you ever know Tom Petty? Did you ever meet Tom?
It's funny. I'm so close with everyone in his family.
Yeah.
Adria especially. I'm very close with Adria.
His daughter?
Yeah. Actually, but I never got to meet him. I saw him on the side of the stage at the Mountain Jam in upstate New York. He played. Gary Clark Jr. and I were watching. It was just us on the stage left watching Tom play, just geeking out. And he died a couple months later.
Uh-huh.
But I very much was influenced by his songwriting, especially. To the point, like Stevie Ray Vaughan, where I had to stop listening as much.
Oh, really?
Because I felt like I was getting too influenced by it. There's a couple songs that I've put out that I'm like, wow, that's just so what Tom would do that maybe I should have, like...
Yeah.
But it's just like you can't stop songs. I'm a firm believer that, like, you can't be hypercritical of what comes through you.
Yeah.
And so you just have to write it down.
Yeah.
However it comes out, you have to just put it down that way. And not, I don't like to over shift it when it's coming.
Right.
And it just, if something feels natural, it's kind of like a Tom Petty song. It's like that song Bad Case that we did. You got a bad case of wanting what you can't have. Like, I can hear Tom singing that.
Right.
And I think I was feeling Tom a lot when I wrote that. And so it just became a thing, you know. And every time I look back, and after that, I was like, man, you're listening to Tom too much. You gotta, you know. Neil, funny enough, he told me that he does not listen to a lot of music at all.
You're kidding.
No. And he says it's because he doesn't want to be influenced in the writing process.
But he had that whole thing about the Pono, the listening device.
Well, when he does listen, he wants it to be high-quality music. We had a conversation where he said, I don't like to listen to a lot. And it may have been during the recording process or during the writing process, that, you know, where he just doesn't like to be influenced by a lot of music, you know, which I get it. Because he listens to I know he listens to a lot of music. I just don't know. I think there's a point he was trying to make with that statement.
Yeah.
So I'd like to qualify that.
Okay. Let the record show.
Let the record show, exactly. I motioned to strike the last statement.
Well, let's move into a song. What would you like to play?
Oh, well, I've got a couple new songs I can play for you. Let's see.
That's cool. Something that's not on a record yet.
Yeah, exactly. This is the one that Dad sang on yesterday. I was having the perfect day till yesterday called. My peaceful existence, my lack of resistance, went packing, it wasn't my fault. Hours ago, I was up on a cloud. Now all of them angels are singing too loud. I was having the perfect day till yesterday called. Don't try to reach me tonight. I just don't feel like myself. I keep going over the way it went over. The why of it, I just can't tell. I woke up this morning in the suit I was born in. Afternoon sun, but the fun is all done. I was having the perfect day till yesterday called. Till yesterday called. Hours ago, I was up on a cloud. Now all of them angels are singing too loud. I was having the perfect day till yesterday called. Till yesterday called. Yesterday called.
Yeah. Lucas Nelson, Yesterday Called. Man, that sounds like it could have been written a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would imagine your dad probably said.
He liked it.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's a good one.
Yeah, I was having a perfect day till yesterday called. Wearing the suit I was born in. Yeah. Nice little reference there.
Woke up this morning in the suit I was born in.
Yeah. Lucas Nelson, who's back in Texas for a few days and then playing at Stubbs on Wednesday night. Now that you know where we are, come on by anytime.
I will, man. I'm trying to get here as much as I can.
Thanks for stopping by.
Absolutely. Thank you.